I'm good to Mayer. Hope everyone is well. Tonight I want to discuss a shayla that is it's a serious question, as it sometimes can break families apart. It can create some rifts. Maybe it should be one of those shidduchim questions that you ask before taking a new son-in-law, is whether or not you eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I think it's more important than some of the other ridiculous questions that they ask. But there's some real halachic issues over here that we need to get to about the issue of eating in a sukkah or lack of eating in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. My agenda tonight is not to sway anyone against their family minhag, even though there are gedolim that held maybe you should switch your family minhag. That's not my agenda this evening. My agenda this evening, as often is just to everyone to understand why they do what they do and why someone else does what they do. That's my agenda this evening, is not to, just so everyone should understand why they do what they do, why others do something else. Understand your minhagim, understand others' minhagim, and perhaps even appreciate your minhagim more and deeper than you did in the past. I saw Joel Mel, you're on this evening. It's a different shiur than I've given before. I had the privilege and honor of delivering shiurim in Young Israel of Lawrence Cedars, as Joel Mel asked me to come, and I spoke many years before I became a Rav, when I used to go away for Yom Tif. Those were the nice years, and I used to come speak on Sukkot, and I gave this shiur. And I mentioned to Joel last week that it's going to be a repeat, but it's really not. I bedafka made new Maamar Mekayimus to mix things up, to change things up, so I don't want you to be bored. So it will be a little different than you heard it last time, but definitely similar concepts and ideas. Okay, so let's talk about...
I have a lot more confidence in my memory than I did.
I wanted just to make sure, this way I don't get anyone... You know, Michael always likes when we try to keep things fresh and new, no repeats, no redos, so I try to keep things as new as possible, and that's the way we continue to learn and continue to grow. So let's talk about Shmini Atzeres. So we all know... The Yom Tov of Sukkot, the way the Torah describes it, is 7 days. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yom. The Yom Tov of Sukkot is a 7-day holiday, which comes along with the mitzvahs of sitting in a sukkah, as well as the mitzvah of shaking lulav. Now, what is Shmini Atzeres? So if you look in the Chumash, in source number 1, the Torah describes for us in Parashas Pinchas, it says, Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem. On the 8th day, Hashem says, Shmini Atzeres. Kom Lechaz Avedah Lo Yisasu. So we all know Rashi quotes this in Chumash. What was the idea? Hashem says, after the end of 7 days, Hashem says, you know what? I had so much fun with you for the last 7 days. Why don't you stay with me for one more day? Hashem says, I want you to stick around for one more day. Atzeres, hold back. Let's continue this beautiful, intimate relationship we had for 7 days. Let's continue it for another day. And the extent of the malach, the extent of the Yom Tov described by the Torah is what? Lo'isasu malacha. It carries an isur malacha, and that's the extent that the Torah describes of this Yom Tov. It's an interesting Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov that has a mitzvah to it. The first day is the first half. Well, again, I don't mean to say first days because it's a different Yom Tov. The 7 days was Sukkot, and that carried a mitzvah of lulav. It carried a mitzvah of sukkah. Now Hashem says, forget Sukkot is over, but I want to hold on for one more day called Atzeres. Now we all know. Gemara tells us that Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzma. It's an independent Yom Tov. It is not a continuation of Sukkot. It's an independent Yom Tov. That's why we say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, but we don't say Shechianu on the 2 days of Pesach. Because the 2 days of Pesach are a continuation from the 1 days of Pesach. The 1 days of Pesach was Yetzias Mitzrayim. The 2 days of Pesach was Kriyas Yam Suf. It's a continuation of the story. Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov b'fnei atzma, a regel b'fnei atzma, the Gemara says. Really, the Yom Tov ends after 7 days. That's how long Hashem had us sit in Sukkot, and that's how long we sit. And then afterwards, Hashem said, you know, it's so much fun, let's stay another day. So strictly speaking, Shmini Atzeres has nothing to do with Sukkot. And in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way it's reflective. It has absolutely no connection to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. However, says the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin, Amar Aleph, number 2. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Bereidev Shmuel Bar Shil Shmei Derav. Shmini, the 8th day, is Safik Shvi'i. Here in America, Chutz Laaretz, we always have this thing called Sveika Diyema. We don't really know what day it is. So the Gemara says the 8th day is Safik Shvi'i. What does that mean, Safik Shvi'i? The Gemara says, Shvi'i l'sukkah. We consider it, maybe it's a 7 day, and therefore we still have to sit in the sukkah. But Ushmini l'bracha. But we don't consider it that it's sukkah, and therefore we don't make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah. So the first sheet of the Gemara is that you have to sit in the sukkah al Safik, Sveika Diyema, maybe it's still sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Reb Yochanan says, absolutely not. Reb Yochanan says, we consider Shmini Atzeres completely the 8th day. You don't make a bracha, and you don't sit in the sukkah. Now, the Ritva, I didn't put it on the sheet because I thought 42 sources was enough, but the Ritva in Sukkah Taka has a kash on Reb Yochanan. Why are you not worried about Sveika D'Yema? How can you say don't even sit in the sukkah? You should at least have to sit in the sukkah because it's sveika d'yayma. That's the kasha that Ritva has over there in sukkah. But the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Mesiv kuliyam loy pligi d'yasvi. The Gemara says, no, we misunderstood it, b'yechon. Everyone agrees you have to sit in the sukkah. The Gemara says, the whole machloiki says whether or not you make a bracha. That's one version of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says in number 3, Ikadami, another version. Beruche kuliyam loy pligi d'loy mevachin. No, says the Gemara, a different version. There's no machloikis with regard to the bracha of leishiv basukkah shmini atzeres. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, lemesif. They're arguing, do you even sit in the sukkah? Lemanda omar shiva l'sukkah. If you hold that, you treat shmini atzeres like the seventh day of sukkahs, mesif yasvin, and you sit in the sukkah. Ulemanda omar shmini l'zeh l'zeh, but according to the opinion that said we treat it like the eighth day, mesif nami lo yasvin, and you don't even sit in the sukkah. So now we're to break, according to this version of the Gemara, the machlokes is not whether or not you make a bracha. You for sure do not make a bracha. No one makes a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. The only question is, do you even sit? Now the Gemara gets interesting. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Noka, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yedecha, Tamar Rabbi Shmaitza, Moni, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Vashilas, Ubishmini, Sofik Shvi'i, the Bar Mitzukah, the Hilchasa, says the Gemara, we paskin, Meisve Yasvinan, Bruche Loi Mevarchinan. So the Gemara says clearly, we paskin halacha lemaisa that on Shmini Atzeres you sit, but you don't make a bracha. So it's black and white, no question. The Gemara told us how we paskin. Not always is the Gemara so clear. The Gemara says v'hilchos that halacha is may say yasvin on sitting you should sit, beruche loy mevachin and a bracha is not recited. So it seems like it's a non-discussion. The Gemara says explicitly that on Shmini Atzeres you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Why not? Says Rashi number 4, very important Rashi. Why don't you make a bracha? The Shminihu, says Rashi, because it's the eighth day. The ain't shame sukkis olav. And it's not really called sukkis. So how can you make a bracha? It's not sukkis. V'hainu l'zeh l'zeh. It's funny, because what do we say in the davening? We say it's yom shmini chag atzeres. We call it atzeres. So you can't turn around and say leishiv basukkah. Because if it's sukkahs, it's not Shmini Atzeres. It's Shmini Atzeres, it's not sukkahs. So according to Rashi, we don't make a bracha. Why? Because it's taka Shmini Atzeres. And therefore we can't make a bracha, because it sounds almost like it would be contradictory. You're making the bracha, you're calling it Shmini Atzeres, but you're also calling it sukkahs. You can't have it both ways. But we sit, but we don't make a bracha. So the Gemara seems to rule very clearly that in Shmini Atzeres you're supposed to sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. So Tosfos and many of the Rishonim are bothered with the obvious kasha. If the Gemara thinks that Shmini Atzeres is Sveika D'Yoma, and that's why you have to sit in the Sukkah, because maybe it's really the seventh day of Sukkahs, why don't we shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? All the Rishonim have the same kasha. I don't get it. If you tell me Shmini Atzeres is Sveika D'Yoma, maybe it's really the seventh day. Okay, the seventh day you have to shake a lulav, just like you have to sit in the Sukkah. So why isn't that anyone who sits in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres also shakes a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? So Tosfos has this kasha number 5. Says Taisis, Belulav loy rotzel attacking klal shitlan alulav misafik. They didn't want to do that. Chazal didn't want to institute that you should shake a lulav misafik. The fish who yomtif, because lamaisa shmini atzeres is yomtif. Umuktza l'taltol. You're not allowed to move a lulav. You can only move a lulav if it's taka l'tzerich yomtif. If it's not l'tzerich yomtif, because it's not yomtif, therefore it's muktza. Therefore Chazal didn't want to be misak in shaking a lulav because it could be an issue of muktza. But Taisis adds words. Taisus adds, Uminkara Milsa Shinoigba Minukha. Says Taisus, not only that, but it's recognizable that you're not treating Shmini Atzeres like a Yomtif. Why? Because if it's Yomtif, you shouldn't be shaking the lulav. So what about Sukkah? Alvo Sukkah Pamim Shesukase Areva. Says Taisus, but sitting in the Sukkah just means that it's more cool outside than it is in your house. So therefore, Zok Taisus, Areva Olav Achaba Filibi Yomtif. So again, we need more time for this type of. How to learn these Rishonim and Taisvis. But the simple answer of Taisvis sounds like is that if we would shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres, it would be clearly to the world that we're thinking that it's really maybe the seventh day of Sukkot. And that's like an insult to Shmini Atzeres. So why do we sit in the Sukkah? Why is it not an insult? The answer is because people sit in Sukkah sometimes. The weather's nice, you'll sit in the Sukkah. If you have, let's say, the weather that we're having now, my house right now is stuffier than my Sukkah. So if I go sit in my sukkah, it's not an indicator that it's sukkah, it's an indicator that my house is stuffy. So therefore it says, Taisu, sitting in your sukkah is not a clear declaration that it's sukkah. But shaking a lulav is a clear declaration that it's sukkah. And therefore it says, Taisu, for that reason, Chazal didn't want to institute that you shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres, even though in theory, you should. That's Taisu's answer. If you look over here in the Sefer called Sukkas Chaim, a contemporary Sefer, he quotes from the Ravid. The Sefer Amichdam LaRaiv, it brings another simple answer. What? The Bishiva Sukkah Leka Srach Isra Klal. You don't lose anything by sitting in a sukkah. Therefore, Chazal said, sit in the sukkah. Avol, Belulav Ikka Isra Tiltal. But when it comes to the Lulav, you might be moving a Dover Muktza, Sholei B'Mokka Mitzvazai. Now he points out over here, V'loi harich kahatoisus di asvina besukim shem darivalo. This Ravid does not add the addition of Toisus. Toisus said that, and then he went a step further, and he said, also, sitting in your sukkah is not a raya that it's not sukkis. That it's not a raya that it is sukkis. While shaking the lulav is a declaration that it's sukkis. So the Ravid doesn't say that. And he says, neither does the Archas Chaim or the Kolbois. Meaning, in some Rishonim, the difference between lulav and sukkah is because you don't lose anything by sitting in a sukkah. While shaking a lulav, you might lose something because if it's not really sukkahs, you're shaking a tree, which might be muktza. Taisvus didn't go like that. Taisvus said it's more than that. It's not just the issue of muktza, but it's also an issue of how it looks. Right? Taisvus said a lashon of it's minker and milsa shenoyg ba menachah. That was the distinction that Taisvus made. If you look in the Aruch Lener, Yaakov Etlinger, number 7, he quotes another teretz. He quotes a Ran. The Ran answers, Haran tiret al kushizu, kiven de lulav bigvulin de rabbanon leirat al choshul lesveika. The Ran gives a very simple answer. If you remember, the whole lulav outside the mikdash, the whole idea of shaking the lulav outside the mikdash is only zeichel mikdash. Strictly speaking, it says in the Torah, smachtem afnei Hashem lekechem shivas yom. You shake a lulav in front of Hashem 7 days. Ulekachtem lochem b'yem rishon. The rest of us take a lulav only the first day. So why do we take a lulav all 7 days? So the Mishnah tells us, b'yechem et zakai, who lived during and after the Chorban, he made a takana, that we should always remember there's such a thing called the basic mikdash. But it's only d'rabbanan. Therefore, says the Ran, since lulav is only d'rabbanan the 7th day, Chazal didn't feel the urge to make you take it the 8th day. But since sukkah on the 7th day is d'raisa, therefore Chazal made you sit in the Says the Aruch Haner, Ulechayri Yeshraya Lezeh, Mimashaloi Choshashu Chachamim Gam Bechanakol Purim. Says the Aruch Haner, I'll bring your right to this Yisoid. That if the mitzvah is only the Rabbanim, we don't make Svek of the Yom in the mitzvah of the Rabbanim. While if the mitzvah would be the Raya, so we do say Svek of the Yom. What's his Raya? Why don't we have 2 days Purim? Every Yeshiva Bacha's dream. 2 days Purim. Svek of the Yom. Why don't we have Svek of the Yom on Chanukah? Says the Aruch Haner, because Allah Korach, given the Rabbanim, like Choshashu the Svek of the Yom. Says the Aruch Lener, he's proving the Ran's Yisoid. The Ran's answer was that any time the mitzvah is only the Rabbanu, we don't say Sveka D'Yema, which is why we don't shake a lulav on Shemini Atzeres, Sveka D'Yema. But Sukkis, which is Daraisa, we say Sveka D'Yema. What's the Aruch Lener's proof? From the fact that we don't have a second day Chanukah, Sveka D'Yema on Chanukah, Sveka D'Yema on Purim, because those are only the Rabbanu. Says the Aruch Lener, Umad de l'rotu at Taisus at Taretz Kain. So the Aruch Lener is bothered with the Avis Kasha, such a nice Taretz. Why didn't Taisus answer this? Why didn't Taisus just give an answer like this Ran? That the reason why we don't make you shake a lulav on Shemini Atzeres Safik Shvi is because on Mitzvahs Derabbanan we don't say Sveik of the Yema. Says the Aruch Lener, Yeshua Medematzonu Shechashosh of the Pomel of Sveik of Gam Derabbanan. Says the Aruch Lener, because it's just not so. There are some mitzvahs that are only rabbinic, and we still make you do them Sveik of the Yema. What's his raya? Mat a Moror on the second night. Moror is only a mitzvah Derabbanan. So why do we eat Marah on the second night of Pesach? The answer is because Svek Diyema. I thought we don't do Svek Diyema on a mitzvah Rabbanon. Elamai says, Aruch Lener, you see from over here, that sometimes, even on a mitzvah Rabbanon, we do say Svek Diyema. So thinking, this is a very interesting discussion of when or what type of mitzvahs Rabbanon would we apply the rule of Svek Diyema or we would not. But in any case, those are some of the Turetzim in the Rishayim. If you look in Rishim Ashurim, they quote from Rabbi Soloveitchik another pshat. Another answer to why we don't shake lulav on Shemini Atzeres Sveika D'Yema. Shabbat Salvechik said like this, number 8. He writes, "V'nearly tam acher lo me'inoytem lulav b'Shemini Atzeres hoyle mitzis lulav kol zayin yom hu metakarz b'yechem zaches eichel midrash." Says Shabbat Salvechik very geshmak. He says, "Why do we shake lulav after the first day in Chutz Laretz? Because of yechem." I'm sorry, because of yechem zaches made a takana that we should remember what it was like in the Beis Hamikdash. Says Shabbat Salvechik very poshut. He says, if we would make you shake a lulav on the 8th day, you're going to start to think that in the mikdash they shook a lulav 8 days. Meaning, we don't shake a lulav after the first day. The only reason why we shake lulav is to commemorate what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Tanya Rabbi Soloveitchik, if we shake on the 8th day, It would give off the wrong impression. It would lead people to think that they shook the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for 8 days. And they did not. They only shook lulav 7 days. Therefore, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, very geshmak, that the reason why we don't shake lulav on the 8th day is because, again, the whole lulav shaking after the first day was only to be doimed to the Mikdash, to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. They did not shake a lulav on the 8th day in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's why we don't shake lulav on the 8th day. Okay, so we have a couple of terutz into this kasha, but this is a kasha that should bother every single thinking Jew. If I sit in the sukkah, especially for those who sit in the sukkah, if I sit in the sukkah because of Sveika D'Yayma, maybe today is really sukkah, so how do I don't take a lulav? So we have Taisvis, we have the Ravid, we have the Ram with the Aruch Lener, and now we have a Soloveitchik's Pshat. Very, very, very important ideas for the sukkah. But we still...
So they're dependent on one another, we're saying.
No, we're saying they're not. Lulav and sukkah do not work together. On Shemini Atzeres, I will sit in the sukkah while I don't shake lulav. The million-dollar question is, why don't they go hand in hand? If I'm playing the Sveika, again, the only reason to sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres is because Sveika D'Yayma. That's why in Eretz Yisrael is no Sveika D'Yayma. Now, if I'm going to play the Sveika D'Yayma card, why don't I play it for lulav also? To which Taisus gave an answer, the Ravid, the Ran, and Rabbi Soloveitchik's understanding. But now we need to go a step further. The Gemara says, and this we can't belittle enough, the Gemara says you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So if someone comes over to you and asks you, why do you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? The answer is, sukkah mem zayin amen aleph. The kasha of tonight's year is not, why do you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? It's, why do people not sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? They are the ones that have to defend themselves. I don't mean to be mean against those non-sukkah sitters. But for those who sit in the sukkah, the kasha is not on us. Us who sit in the sukkah, we're following the Gemara, and as we'll see, it's a mefreshah Gemara. Hilchasa, the Gemara doesn't have two shitas. The Gemara says hilchasa. The halach is yisvinan yisid brucha lemevachinan. So the question of the proof is not on us; it's on those who don't sit in the sukkah. So let's try to go a step further. Though the Gemara says we sit in the sukkah, but there's some very important comments made by the Rishonim, which will be very, very relevant to perhaps to explain why some people don't, or why people have different menhagim about this. So there's Rabbeinu Peretz, number 9. Says Rabbeinu Peretz the following. What's pshat that we sit in the sukkah, says Rabbeinu Peretz, lefisha pa'omim sha'areva olav sukkasoi va'ochla afilu biyomtev, because sometimes your sukkah is just more pleasurable. It's nicer. Some people, their sukkah is bigger than the dining room table, or it's more airy, it's more, there's more of a breeze, it's enjoyable. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Peretz, that's something you have to remember. That sometimes people will enjoy their sukkah more than their house, and it's not weird that you're sitting in a sukkah. Why is that relevant, says Rabbeinu Peretz? V'shem ma'ayinu tayim b'dahani lo'y ochlu b'lel shmini atzeres b'sukkah. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, now I understand why there's a minhag. Again, this minhag dated to the times of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Peretz was one of the Rishonim. Why do some people not eat in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres? The chayzim b'yoyim v'oichlam b'sukkah. And yet all of a sudden during the day they pop into the sukkah. So he says very simple. D'biyoyim arova u'balayla ein arova d'tzaru lahem. He says very simple. I'll explain it to you. Because sometimes sitting in the sukkah at night, it's cold at night. So then the sukkah is not enjoyable. So then sitting in the sukkah is weird. It's strange. Then you don't do it on Shmini Atzeres. But during the day when the sun is shining and it's warm, so then sitting in the sukkah is enjoyable. It's more pleasurable, then you do it. He said that's the answer to sukkah. That's the answer to lulav. Because you can't ever justify why you're shaking a lulav. Shaking a lulav always means it's sukkahs. But sitting in a sukkah doesn't always justify. But what do you see from this Rabbeinu Peretz? You see that if you have a reason for sitting in the sukkah besides for the mitzvah, then it's okay. If you can't justify it under another banner besides for mitzvah, it's a problem. So Rabbeinu Peretz is giving us a glimpse into the understanding of why some people don't sit in the sukkah at night. Because it's cold at night. The only reason you're sitting in the sukkah at night is because it's a mitzvah, and that's questionable. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Peretz, that's why people don't sit in the sukkah at night. But during the day, where it's always just nice weather, then there's more room to be lenient. Now, we'll see in the Rishonim, they develop this idea a little bit more. For example, if you look in the Torah writes the following. Zok the Torah, Oichlin b'sukkah b'nei shehu safek shvi. We eat in the sukkah because Sveika D'Yayim. So we don't make a bracha. Because then you're turning it into weekday. You can't do that. You can't call it sukkahs, so you can't make the bracha. So you'll ask me for a second to ask the Torah, so how do you even sit in the sukkah? Sitting in the sukkah is a declaration that it's sukkahs. It's not sukkahs. It's Shmini Atzeres. Says the Torah, no. Sometimes people like sitting in the shade of a sukkah. Therefore, says the Torah, like we saw from the other Rishonim, sitting in a sukkah is not always a statement that it's a mitzvah. Or it's not always a statement that it's sukkahs. It's just a statement that the weather's nice. Umikachim v'oimim zman, we make kiddush shmini atzeres and we say shachiyanu. V'chein l'mocho yoishvim bo ad l'achrasud. And then the next day, Says the Torah, you sit in the sukkah at night and you sit in the sukkah during the day. There are those people who have a minyan, they don't sit in the sukkah at night, but they sit there during the day. Says the Torah, it's not a minhag. So I love this line in the Torah, because so many people tell me, but this is a minhag and that's a minhag, zok the Torah, it's not a minhag. Not everything that someone's Alta Zayda did is a minhag. Some things that Alta Zaydas did were wrong. Was amaratzis, was lack of knowledge. Some things is attack a minhag, you have to know. Here the Torah says that is not a legitimate minhag. That is just wrong. That is just amaratzis. That is, you know, lack of knowledge. So the Torah clearly rejects the notion to sit in the sukkah during the day and not sit in the sukkah at night, even though we saw it brought down in Mishainim. We saw it in Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, if you look in the Beis Yosef over here, number 11, the Beis Yosef explains what's the pshat in this minhag. Why would you sit in the sukkah during the day and not at night? So says the Beis Yosef, ta'amom, what's the reason? He has a different pshat. So again, we saw from Rabbeinu Peretz, the difference between night and day is how enjoy is sitting in the sukkah a statement that it's sukkahs, or sitting in the sukkah a statement that I'm enjoying the weather. Says the Beis Yosef, a different pshat. What's the difference between night and day? He says the Beis Yosef, very, very nice. He says, what's going to happen? You're going to come into the you're going to come Leil Shmini Atzeres, and you make Kiddush. Right? Vim ochel oz besukah, nim tzis oz achilos besukah, say Sarah says, Birchas Hazman. I'm saying Shechianu. That means it's a new Yomtif. And then I'm turning around and sitting in a sukkah. It's pretty much what we'd call Tarta Disasri. Make up your mind. If it's sukkahs, why am I saying Shechianu? And if it's not sukkahs, and I'm saying Shechianu, because it's a new Yomtif, so why am I saying in the sukkah? Therefore, he says it's a Tarta Disasri. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, these people figured that when the Gemara says you sit, it meant only during the day. Because during the day, you don't say any form of Zman. And on that, the Kasev Rabbein, when still the Torah says, She'enei Minog. And still the Torah said it's still not a minhag because the Gemara never made such a distinction. Therefore, we have no right to draw such a distinction. But the Beis Yosef svaro and why people would have this minhag is interesting. His svaro is you can't say Zman, you can't say the Shechianu and then turn around and say Sukkahs. Now, Achrayim point out, well, how do you say Kiddush? What's the Kiddush? Yom Shmini Atzeres Azeh. Right? If it's Shmini Atzeres, then it's not Sukkahs. Right? So Kiddush Shabbos day, you just say Vayidaber Moshe Shmei Deshen Ol Bnei Yisrael. It's safe, but the night Kiddush also has in it those words of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkos, and therefore that's why some people have a minhag. I don't know if people know this. So we now have two pshatim and why people don't eat in the sukkah at night. One pshat from Rabbeinu Peretz is because it's cold, it's not enjoyable, and therefore you're only doing it because it's Sukkos, which is a shayla. And the pshat of the Beis Yosef is because of the nusach of the Kiddush is a stira to the yomtiv of Sukkos. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the page in the Gemara in Sukkah, he writes something which is very important. He writes, "Ubas arachi paskino v'lechos amesi yasvin kuli kula yoyim b'sukkah." Says the Rabbeinu Chananel that when the Gemara paskins you sit in the Sukkah, it's kula yoyim. It's the whole day, not like the Tor who brings down those who only sit during the day and not at night. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, no, it's the whole day, the whole yom tov, kula yoyim, the whole day. I guess you could kvetch that Rabbeinu Chananel's kula yoyim means the whole day, meaning not just Kiddush in the sukkah. But maybe he agrees that at night you don't have to. Hard to know what the word kula yoyma means. I thought kula yoyma means the whole day of sukkahs, the whole day of Shmini Atzeres, which is night and day included. Right, like you do on other days, which means full 24 hours. So this Rabbeinu Chananel is another raya that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres like you would on the second day of sukkahs. Then we come to a very important Karban Nisanel. This is probably one of the most important Maramik Kermis in the entire sukkah. Says the Karban Nisanel, what's the idea in the Rishonim to differentiate between Sukkah and Lulav? Sukkah we sit on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Avol Sukkah pa'omim shesukas arevilav. What was the line of the Rosh in the Torah? It's because your Sukkah is sometimes enjoyable, but your Lulav is there's no reason to shake Lulav. Says the Karban Nisanel, Omnam in ba'oise yoyim eis tzina ayruchois oishum shinei avir. But says the Rabbi Karban Nisanel, what would happen if Shmini Atzeres that year is very cold? Or Shmini Atzeres that year is very windy. Or Shmini Atzeres that year there's a change in the weather. Then ein min haroi le'echol b'sukkah b'yam Shmini savik shvi. Then you shouldn't sit in the sukkah. Because again, what all the Rishonim telling us? All the Rishonim were telling us is that the reason why we sit in the sukkah and not shake lulav is because sukkah we can justify it by saying it's enjoyable to sit in the sukkah. And I'm not doing it because it's sukkah. I'm doing it for another reason. But if it's freezing outside and the winds are howling, why on earth are you sitting in a hut? Oh, Teretz is because it's sukkah. You can't make that declaration. Because if you make that declaration, then you have to shake lulav also. So points out the carbon asanel, the moment the sukkah becomes a situation where it's only done out of mitzvah, that is the moment you can no longer sit in the sukkah. And this is a very important nekuda, as we'll see going through the sukkah. This carbon asanel is a very big reason to why many people don't sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. Again, depending on where you live and depending on your climate, this might affect it. Now, the Machzavitri was a Talmud of Rashi. If I'm not mistaken, they ended up becoming Mechutanim, I think, a generation later. Not their kid, I think maybe the next generation. But the Machzavitri writes the following minute. He writes, V'Reb Yosef Mikinon loy hayo ocho besukah lel shmini atzeres. Again, the same minhag, that they would not eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres. So what I want to bring out is that not eating in the sukkah shmini atzeres is found already in the Rishonim. That is not a minhag that was made up by, 200 years ago. This was already in the Rishonim. The Torah had it. Rabbeinu Peretz had it. The Machzavitri had it. There was already a minhag out there not to eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres, but to eat in the sukkah during the day. And he writes in the footnote, Elo b'yoin. Important. That these Rishonim that had a minhag not to eat in the sukkah, it wasn't carte blanche like many people do today. There was only a night, but during the day they did. And he writes, V'kechnogu reb Shmuel v'belozeb b'nei reb Yitzhak Alevi, Rabbi Shal Rashi. That was Rashi's Rebbe. Rashi's Rebbe had a minhag to sit shmini atzeres in the sukkah during the day, but not at night, which we just saw before that the Torah called it einei minhag. But it was definitely found such a minhag in the Rishon. Okay, so how do we paskin? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Okay, we know what the different minhagim were, but what do we do? Says the Shulchan Aruch very clearly, number 15. Ubechutz la'aretz oichlim besukkah belaila ubiyoyim. Says the Machaber that if it's chutz laretz, you eat in the sukkah night and day. But the Eimav Archimal Yeshiva, so you don't make a brach. So now we have a Gemara that says clearly, we have a Shulchan Aruch that says clearly, it almost seems to be an open and shut case that everyone should be sitting in their sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, both day and night, just no brach. Now the big question is, it's not such a question because many of us don't sleep in the sukkah in the first place. But for those who do sleep in the sukkah, should you also sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Or maybe no. Maybe Shmini Atzeres you only eat, but you don't sleep. Why the difference? Again, the mitzvah of Shivas Yomim, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim for the sukkah includes eating and sleeping. Maybe one year, if we have time, we'll talk about, I think last year, 2 years ago, we spoke a little bit about Mitztayer and why people don't sleep in the sukkah. But strictly speaking, the two go together. It's actually ironic because the chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah is actually more chomer than the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. You're allowed to eat achilas arai outside the sukkah, but you're not allowed to have a shinas arai outside the sukkah. So I made a cheshbon in my shul the first night of sukkahs. I said, based on that, I felt that I shouldn't give a long drush on the first night of sukkahs. Why? Because people are going to fall asleep during the drusha. It's already ben hashmoshes. It's already into the yamtiv. I'm going to cause people to be sleeping outside the sukkah. So I thought maybe I should keep the drusha short. But in any case, that's the halach. So if that's true, one would think that if you have to eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres, you have to sleep in the sukkah shmini atzeres. However, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai. He quotes Kasev Amordechai, Yusvei Yisvinim Bruchei Loi Mevachinim Pirish Rav Yo. Quotes the Rav Yo. Kivin Deika Hakered Loi Mevarech Kasher Asa Kol Shivas Yomim Loi Havikim Moisef. The Rav Yo was bothered, and this is a very lomdish sugya which I'm not getting into tonight. I just want to get to the halacha. But the Rav Yo was worried about Bal Toisef. The Rav Yo was worried, if I'm going to sit in the sukkah 8 days, that's against the Torah. The Torah says you sit 7 days. So it's Bal Taisif. Now we spoke about this before, that if you're doing something because Chazal tell you to do it, it's not Bal Taisif. Right? That was the kasha, we spoke about this last year. Why is blowing 100 kailas not Bal Taisif? Pashtus, the Torah doesn't need you to blow 100 kailas. The Torah only requires you to blow maybe 9 kailas, tops 30 kailas. So why is it about Taisif? The Rishayim speak out. Because I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it to be choshish for other shitas. So when you're doing it for a reason, it's not Bal Taisif. So that should be the answer over here. So the Rav Yo says, no, you know why it's not Bal Taisif? Because I don't make a bracha. That's the giveaway. But he says, avalishim besukah asim ishim demichzi kemaisif. He says, but no. But sleeping, you never make a bracha. So if I sleep in the sukkah, it looks like, again, it's michzi kemaisif. It's not real Bal Taisif, it only looks like it. Therefore says the Rav Yo, don't sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Okay. That's the opinion of that, but says the Beis Yosef, if Einir came, Das HaPoiskim Shestom Uvalichiluk B'Kach. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't agree with this opinion, because none of the other Poiskim draw a distinction between eating and sleeping. Therefore says the Beis Yosef, I disagree. Interestingly enough, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah writes, the Nirali Loimar, Af Lefi Atam Shekosav Arash Rabbeinu Bachilas Meshum Lepam Yoshe B'Sukkah B'Loi Mitzvah, Moide Meshino De'ein Tzarech Lishem B'Sukkah. Says the Ramah, no. Again, why can I justify sitting in the sukkah? Because sometimes it's nice to sit in the sukkah. It's never nice to sleep in your sukkah. Who enjoys sleeping in the sukkah? Therefore, says the Darkei Moshe, according to that logic, you can't sleep in the sukkah and shmini atzeres. Because again, if I'm sleeping in the sukkah, that's abnormal. The only reason why I'm doing it is because of mitzvah. Oh, I can't do that. So here the Darkei Moshe seems to pass in like the Rav Yoh, but for a different reason. Not because of Bal Toisif, but because of the issue of it's clearly that you're doing it for the sake of mitzvah, and therefore it's like lulav. But they quote from the Vilna Gaon, Maaseh Rav, the Hechmir Ma'oid B'Shina V'Yeshiva Sukkah Shoyim Shmini. The Vilna Gaon went to the opposite extreme. He was so machmir on Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, he even slept in it. V'ayim B'Lekuti HaGroh Shehuvet B'Divrei Achai Adam. They quote the Groh, we'll see the Chai Adam is quoted by the Chai Adam quotes the Vilna Gaon. They say they were Mechutanim, the Chai Adam and the Vilna Gaon. I think it was also a second generation Shidduch, not a first generation. And they write over here, the Chai Adam writes in the Hashmata, he says, "Ach ein amun b'noi koyach loim makein, kivin she'ein sharoiv ein anoyim kein." He says, "Lamaisa, most people don't feel like the Vilna Gaon, and we don't sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres." If you look in the Chai Adam number 19, he goes through the whole thing. He writes this: "V'ha'oylo mekilin vein oichlim kaliyim besukkah." The Velt is mekel; they don't eat the whole day in the sukkah. Rak miktas sudir b'shachus. We'll talk more about this in a few minutes. That some people only eat a little bit during the day in the sukkah, which again, that we did not see in Rishonim. We didn't see the Rishonim who say eat half a meal, eat kiddush in the sukkah, shmini atzeres, and then go in. The Rishonim said you eat the whole day in the sukkah, but not at night. But the Magen Avraham is going to bring, he's going to bring minhagim like that. He says, "Ubelel shmini af miktas medaktikim mitzvahs einim shem kol." But he says, when it comes to sleeping, even those that are fruma people don't sleep in the sukkah. Avol Rabbeinu hagoyin achosid Rebbe Elio hichmer ma'oit. But the Vilna Gaon was very machmer. Shetzarech lishem belayla v'gamlecha kol yom besukkah. The Vilna Gaon had, you have to sleep in the sukkah and you have to eat in the sukkah, like the Gemara says. Mechli achli. Then we're just going to skip a few lines where he writes, "Upamachas hayikar gadol b'lel shmini." One year, it was very, very cold in Vilna on Shmini Atzeres night. V'amru, and they said over, "Ava pisha b'shara yomim." The Vilna Gaon said the following chiddush: "Ava pisha b'shara yomim hayipoytim in asukkah." If this was the third night of sukkahs, I would tell everyone to go inside. Mitztayer. But said the Chai Adam, "But I want to make a statement. I want everyone to realize you need to sleep in the sukkah shmini atzeres." So he told everyone to bundle up, get on your warmest pajamas, and go into the sukkah. So this is mamish how far the Vilna Gaon went to prove a point that you need to sleep in the sukkah leil shmini atzeres. Even though we saw in Rishonim held you shouldn't, but the Vilna Gaon was mamish the opposite extreme. Again, the Ramah is in the middle. The Darkei Moshe holds you have to, but not as extreme as the Vilna Gaon, not like the Mordechai. Now, let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah for a second. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 20, he says, "Avol ha'achas she'achlu sudasim yoyim." After you finish your meals on Shmini Atzeres, "Minig ha'olam sheniftar min asukah v'yoshim b'tayim." Then people go into their house. "Avol yisram alei le'echol." But if, let's say you want to eat again, "afilu ben hashmashas." Let's say you want to eat Shmini Atzeres, Shabbos, this year Shmini Atzeres is Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos day, you get in the urge that you want to eat something between, after Shkia on Shabbos. You decide you want to eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Tzarech lech b'sukkah." You got to go back into the sukkah. Because it's still Shmini Atzeres, at least suffering. "Umitam zeh zokim Mishnah Berurah, har be'achroinim mitzadin tzarech gamkin lishim b'sukkah." Because it's the sveik of the yema, you also have to sleep in the sukkah. "V'chein u'das agroh." But says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim she'en kedai lishim b'sukkah b'shmin atzeres. Loi b'yoyim v'loi b'layla." You shouldn't. "The oysa oysa g'chol." "The mishlom agab e'achila loi minker." Okay, he goes to the same cheshbon. And he writes, "V'da, u'minig ha'oylam lo'hakal b'shinam." Mishnah Berurah says the velt is noyik to be mekel. So for those of you who do sleep in the sukkah the other 7 days, Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to. And then he says another interesting thing. Then he says, "L'dasa poiskim she'soivim de'in yishanam b'sukkah b'shmini atzeres, yishanam du'adin de'in oichlin oz peiris, v'uadin pochaz mikabeyim b'sukkah." He says the same thing goes, that maybe you shouldn't eat little things in the sukkah also. Those things that you don't really have to eat in the sukkah, maybe you shouldn't eat in the sukkah either. Because again, why are you doing it? You're only doing it because of some form of a mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't work. So therefore he writes, okay, he says that you can eat outside. Fine. So halach l'mais and Mishnah Berurah's mekel that you don't have to sleep Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah. Now, just on a side note, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a whole list of people against that say this. If you look at number 21, it's if cut in Gimel, what did the Mishnah Berurah say over there in Gimel? There he was telling you about all the people that hold you have to eat in the Sukkah Shemina Atzeres. Magen Avram, and you have the, he calls it Levush, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Terech HaChaim, which is the Nesivus, Chai Odom, Shulchan Shloimeh, Bikur Yaakov, all these people that hold that you have to eat in the Sukkah both day and night. Which means they don't buy into this chiluk between night and day. Okay. Now we have an interesting Rambam that I want to talk about. Again, this Rambam needs so much more discussion, but I just want to throw it out here. The Rambam writes the following. Today we make 2 days Yom Tov. We sit in the Sukkah 8 days. 7 of Sukkahs and 1 of Shmini Atzeres. And the 8th day, which is really the first day of Shmini Atzeres, you sit there and aim the Varchin Leisha B'Sukkah, but you don't make a brach. The chains of the Rambam also. Tumtum va'adroiginis. If you have a tumtum or an adroiginis, which are all people of Safik, la'oilam eim avarchim leisha besukkah. They don't make a leisha. They shame chayav misafik because they're only Safik. The eim avarchim misafik. Now, what is troubling about this Rambam? So, the first diuk that Achrayim talk about is the Rambam says, what do you do on Shmini Atzeres? You are yoishvimba. You sit there. The Rambam didn't talk about sleeping. Why did the Rambam not talk about sleeping? Oh, so they want to tell you that this Rambam is a riot to the Rav Yo. Because even if you hold that you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you don't sleep in the Sukkah. That's why the Rambam only said Yoishvim. The Rambam never said anything about sleeping. So there are those who say it's not a riot at all. The Rambam was copying the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Yusve Yasvim. The Gemara was talking about sitting. It wasn't talking about sleeping. So that's not a riot. The second and the more lumdish issue with this Rambam is the Rambam seems to be saying that the reason why we don't make a Leisha Basukkah is because it's a Safek. And he compares it to Tuntum Vajoyganis. Now that's not the reason we were saying till now. We were saying the reason why you don't make a bracha is because the bracha would be a stira to the day. It sounds like from this Rambam that the reason you don't make a bracha Leisha Basukkah is because it's a suffix. It's the second of Yom Tov, it's a suffix. Right? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So Sveika doesn't get a bracha. Because the Rambam connects it to a Tuntum Vajoyganis. Tuntum Vajoyganis is clearly an issue of suffix. What's the problem with the Rambam? We know that's not the pshat. We make brachas on the second of Yom Tov. We say Asher Kedishonim and Tzoyisav and Tzivan on the second day Yom Tov. So why does the Rambam sound like the reason why you don't make a bracha is because of Safik brachas l'akel? We know that's not the reason. So maybe one day, when we'll have time, we'll discuss this in a more lamdisha setting. But nonetheless, they quote an interesting hanhaga from the Chassam Sofer, number 23. In the Minhagi Chassam Sofer, they write, B'shmini Atzeres ochel sudas b'sukkah. The Chassam Sofer ate in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Avol ochel achila sarai, v'yoshen b'beisoi. But he slept or ate small things in the house. Now, why would the Vilna Goin sleep in the house? The answer is because he held like the Mordechai. He held like the Rav Yo, that sleeping can't be justified. The Bikuri Yankiv. Now, whenever the Chassam Sofer does something, right away you assume that he got it from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. The Chassam Sofer had two Rabbeim, one was the Hafla, and one was Reb Nosson Adler. Reb Nosson Adler was his famous Rebbe. So right away we assume he must have picked this up from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. The problem is, if you look at the Bikuri Yankov, Rabbi Yaakov Etniger goes through the whole Shaila, should you sleep in the Sukkah or shouldn't you? And he writes that the Rajba sounds like you should sleep in the Sukkah. He says, I heard Reb Nosson Adler used to sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres night. So now we got a little bit of a contradictory problem. If the Chassam Sofer didn't sleep in the Sukkah because his Rebbe didn't, but we know that his Rebbe did. Okay, so maybe his Rebbe did, maybe his Rebbe didn't. It's hard to know. The Kavachayim Taka writes that Svardim should, in Chutz Laretz, should sleep in the Sukkah. He thinks that the more accepted practice is not like the Rav Yo, the more accepted practice is that they should sleep in the Sukkah. Right, he writes over here from the Beis Yosef that they should sleep in the Sukkah. So we have so far discussed which part of Shmini Atzeres to eat in the Sukkah and do you sleep in the Sukkah. Now we'll get involved with the other thing that most people know about is to eat a little bit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What's that about? Like many people have a minute that they eat a Kiddush, they'll make Kiddush in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres and they'll go into the house. What's the logic, justification, Makar, what's that all about? So the Magen Avraham discusses this in number 26. The Magen Avraham writes this, Umash Kosev Agos Min Hagim, it's brought down in the Sefer Agos Min Hagim, they eat like a half a meal, what we'd call Kiddush. Why? So the svar that they give is how do you expect anyone in Musaf to daven for Geshem? I mean, you want it to rain, then how are you going to sit in the Sukkah? So the Teretz is, but since we say Geshem, so you can't really mean it if it's going to rain, because it's going to mess up your Sukkah plans. So therefore, we somehow, some way, we eat a little bit in the Sukkah, and that fixes the problem. So says the Magen Avraham, I don't get it. Ain't a raya. The Yeshloim are achar achilin if Torah misham. He said, "The gam huba atzmei kasev the mushab tzorchalach su d'shlishi b'sukkah." He says, first of all, you got to eat shalosh shuris in the sukkah. So that doesn't even, I mean, all those people that this year are going to go into the sukkah Shabbos morning, they're going to make kishin and they're going to say, because we can't imagine sitting in the sukkah because we just daven for rain. But shalosh shuris, I'm going to go back to the sukkah. They should. They don't. Very, very hard to imagine. And then the Magen Avraham continues, he writes, "Ubi v'seinu yesh k'tzas adash m'shalakim." I have people by me who do this because they saw this by their fathers. But he says, it doesn't make any sense. He says, why? Some people don't sit in the sukkah at night, but they do during the day. He says, v'kasha. He says, but you're going to say it in benching. So you have the same tithes as the Sarsi problems. So it doesn't make any sense. So if the Magen Avraham doesn't understand it, and then he tries to explain with Baal Tosef, he goes to the whole shebang, he says he doesn't understand it, he says as far as he's concerned, you got to eat all your meals, all the day, in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeret. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham, that was the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that's the psak of the Bach, number 28. V'chol bal nefesh yachmeh leishe besukkah kol shmini balayla ubiyoyim. Kedin ha-Talmud. Says the Bach, you have to follow the Gemara. The Gemara says you eat all the meals for the entire duration in the sukkah. So if we were to stop right here, we'd be left with more questions than answers to why don't people sit in the sukkah 24 hours like they're supposed to. So the Svasemes, the great Ger Rebbe, comes up with a chiddush, and this might be what some people hang their hats on, writes the Svasemes, Efshel and his daiti lefarish, dahayinu deleke issa bal toysev bishivasim. Says the Svasemes, we all misread the Gemara. When the Gemara says yusvi yisvinu, when the Gemara says sit in the sukkah, it doesn't mean you have to sit in the sukkah. What the Gemara meant is you may sit in the sukkah, and you're not going to be in a violation of Baal Tosef. But obligation, the Gemara never obligated you. That's how the Sfasemis wants to dance around the Gemara. Again, it's not going to help you for the Shulchan Aruch, but it will at least help you for the Gemara. Says the Sfasemis that when the Gemara said yusvi yisvinu, the Gemara didn't mean you have to. The Gemara meant you may. What do you mean you may? I'm meaning you're not going to be in a violation of Baal Tosef. So explains the Sfasemis. But perhaps the more common accepted heter, I'm sorry, I apologize for not switching the page, the more accepted heter that people use is probably this Aruch HaShulchan. What's the Aruch HaShulchan? He writes like this. We just got finished seeing in the Rishonim that we have to explain why is sukkah different than lulav. And one of the major differences was that people will often sit in a sukkah not for mitzvah purposes because it's nice, it's enjoyable, but no one shakes the lulav for any other reason. And the Karban Esanel told us, if that's the reason, if you have a very windy or cold day, you wouldn't be allowed to sit in the sukkah. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, now it's all perfect. Number 30. Ulefize asi shaper, hakol. Devadeh medinas hachamim kemay bovel, medinas hamarovis vadromis. If you live in a warm climate, like they did in Bovel, where they wrote the Gemara, the besukkah sa'avim mimazik v'toiv, where the weather is nice and warm, vadeh dechayovim lecha v'alisha mishmin atzeres, kemoy b'chol achak. Then avadeh, you need to sit, and you need to sleep in shmin atzeres, like the rest of sukkahs. Avo b'medinas hatzafon is kishalonu, but where we live, dal pi haroiv as man hukar, it's very cold. Achim anu nifter atzmeinu b'chol chag asukas b'tam kireiris b'teilo me'atonu mitzvah sukkah. Really, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if we would play the mitzvah card, we'd never sit in the sukkah for 7 days. That's how cold it is. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan lived in Nevardik. I don't know the temperatures of Nevardik in sukkah's time, but apparently it was cold. So he says, really, we would never sit in the sukkah, but we don't want to do that. We push ourselves. And he says, you know, strictly speaking, most of us don't sleep in the sukkah because it's too cold. But again, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shemini Atzeres is different. Shemini Atzeres, we have to sit in the sukkah in a way that it's not recognizable that we're doing it for the mitzvah. So he says, beautiful. We can't do that. It's impossible. No one in their right mind would sit in such a cold temperature the way it is. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, "Lechein chalil alon levatel chas v'shalom." Chas v'shalom, we're not going to be mevatel it. Avo mikomak beherchuk lasis eiz hekeshil shalei shem mitzvah. V'hainu d'mishi yoshem besukah koyim echag lo yoshem b'shmina tzeres. U'mishi eini yoshem besukah d'hashkol yav eiz hekeh beherchuk. Okay, so you got to do something. Therefore, he writes, so what do? L'kach v'heker ha-toiv hu lotzis miyad l'achar sudish l'shachros. We leave right after the morning, min ha-sukkah, l'ha-han reshein, ano oisim zeh l'shem mitzvah, b'zeh kol divya min hagam kayyam. So in the middle of this Aruch HaShulchan, we have a little bit of a possibility that you can't sit in the sukkah if it's so cold. Now again, this doesn't really help for New York. This doesn't really help for where we live, especially not this year. Again, it might have helped you in parts of Europe where it was very cold, but it's not so cold where we live. So this might not be such a possible heter to explain why we don't. That might be what our Alter Sages did back in the Haim. But it's not going to explain what we do today. Rabbi Soloveitchik has his own pshat. He writes over number 31. Haminig shel harbe chasidim hu loge b'achilo shmini atzeres b'sukkah. Many chasidim are mekel. V'ayim b'svar ma'am b'palpul m'tamad. Everyone tries to figure out a pshat. V'ulai soivim. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, a very chasidish pshat, to answer up for the chasidim. Shepturi medin simchas chosin. They're potter because of their ptur chosin. Now you wouldn't think Rabbi Soloveitchik would say this. Terry says he's not saying it for himself. He's saying it to be miyashiv chasidim. So you're allowed to say chasidish atayra to answer chasidish aminog. And he explains. Why? Sheptur misukah kol zayin. V'simchas shmini atzeres yi simchas atayra ki simchas chasin v'kal l'didu. We're like married to the Torah. Upturim misukah, and therefore we're potter from sukah. M'shem de'in simcha b'sukah k'di yisalel b'soy perik b'is. V'tzorechim b'davar. It's a very difficult pshat. U'minek b'is harab, but in the Soloveitchik house, lahakbid mo'oid l'sheves b'sukah b'shmini atzeres, they were very makbid to sit in the sukah b'shmini atzeres, kohiros agro, like the Vilna Goin, paskin. I've heard b'shem Rabbi Soloveitchik, people quoted him, that he has told people that have a family minhag not to eat in the sukkah, that they should change that minhag and sit in the sukkah. He felt that that's not a legitimate minhag not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini. Again, I am not telling anyone to do that, but I heard such a psak said over in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Now, the Kaf HaChayim, for Svardim, what does Svardim do? Now again, Svardim lived in warmer climate, right? So if you live in warmer climate, then you don't really have any heter. So the Kav HaChaim writes, "Mashma mikol poiskim tzarich lecha kol achila shalois ayoyim besukkah." You got to eat everything in the sukkah. Svardim have no real heter not to eat in the sukkah on the Shmini Atzeres. And then we come to a piece from Rebbe Eliashiv. I found a sefer called Ish Alo Eda, which is a person who put together a different psukim from Rebbe Eliashiv, and he asked Rebbe Eliashiv the following question. The shaila came down like this: Zakeini hayu gar bechutzlaris. My grandfather lives in chutzlaris. Umin haga hayu shloleisha besukah b'shmini atzeres. And his minhag was not to eat in the sukkah b'shmini atzeres. The achshav nifter. Now he had passed. Ubenoi rotzal ledas ketzad yinam. The son wants to know what should he do. Im yishan the minhag aviv yeshiv besukah. Should he change the family minhag or loy? That was the shaila presented to Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv answered: Minhag boiris. It's a minhag of amaratzis. What does that mean? Means all those people that don't sit in the sukkah are a bunch of amaratzim. So in the footnote, the guy who wrote the sefer, he explains. He writes, he says, "Rak she'alti stam." I asked Rabbi Yashiv stam, "Al mi she yesh leminik shleishiv sukkah v'hainu b'chol gavne gam kishavir b'yoyim hutayf." He said that when Rabbi Yashiv said it's a minig amaratzis, what he meant was even if you're sitting in the sukkah when the weather's beautiful. Right, a day like where we're going to get a nice, warm, hopefully nice, enjoyable day, then not to sit in the sukkah is boiris, it's amaratzis. But if it's taka, the weather is not great, then you have the carbon asana, then you have what we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan. Then he writes on the footnote, v'yadua, it's well known, there are admor misatmor, the great divrei yoel, the great satmer rebbe, b'seif yom of shines min hoga b'zev yosha b'sukkah b'shmini atzeres. He changed it. Back in Satmar, they did not sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. When Satmar Rebbe came to America, he changed it. Why? He says maybe the reason is very partial. Because the whole reason why we didn't send the sukkah back in Europe was because it was too cold. And if it's too cold, then the only reason why you're doing it is because of the mitzvah, and that's a problem. But in America, it's not true. America's like Eretz Yisrael. It's like Babel. It's like Babel. And therefore said that maybe why the Satmar Rebbe changed the meaning. I think this is well known. The Satmar Chassidim, of the few chassidim today that do sit in the sukkah, is the Satmar chassidim, they sit in the sukkah, and they want to tell you that this is the pshat, that the Satmar Rebbe felt that the change in temperature is a justification for change in minhag. He quotes from the Marshag was one of the Hungarian rabbonim, who tained as a shtikl Torah, that the reason why people didn't sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres was because it used to be that the Rebbe used to get an overflow crowd for Shmini Atzeres. There was never enough room in the sukkah. So they were mitzta'er. So since they were mitzta'er, they went into the house. So therefore, everyone thought that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah, you're supposed to sit in the house on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, I don't know if that's the pshat or not the pshat, but that's what he wants to say over here. So again, there are those who say that if your family minhag is to sit in the, not to sit in the sukkah, you should change it. I can't tell anyone to do that, but that's what is out there. Interestingly enough, Shmuel Kamenetsky has an interesting kula, which might be negated this year, where he writes the following. Shir yiridas k'sham b'shmini atzeres, einu k'shir yiridas k'sham b'chag ha-sukkahs. He says the mitzvah level for Shmini Atzeres is not the same as Sukkos. Elafilum yardu ma'at kishanim, even if it's like a little rain, a little raining, that's already enough to get out of the sukkah. And And what's his svar? His svar is very pashut. Because on Shemini Atzeres, you can only be in the sukkah according to the Karbanos Hanol if it's not clear that you're doing it for a mitzvah. It has to be because it's the weather. But if the weather's off, even if it's slightly off, you don't have to be a mitzvah. It just has to be that you're not doing what no normal person sits outside on their deck when it's drizzling. It's weird. No normal person would sit outside on their deck if it's extremely cold. So therefore, maybe you're not a mitzvah, Dr. Shmuel Kamenetsky, but you're already past the level of doing normal activity for this time of the year. Therefore, he holds your potter. So that's something you might want to keep in mind this year for Shemini Atzeres. Again, even if you normally sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres, you don't need the extreme level of mitzvah, even if it's less. I sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres, as you can probably tell from this year. My in-laws don't sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. So every year when I used to eat by my in-laws, ironically enough, this year they're eating by me. So I told my wife, I said, I'm doing them a favor. I'm getting them to follow the halacha that they have to sit in the sukkah. But always year, every year we'd come home from shul, my father always would say to me, do you think it's enough to be potter? Do you think we can be potter? You know, is this enough rain? Is this enough this? So that was Shmuel Kamenetsky's argument. Yeah, that's enough. You just need a little bit. But if it's a beautiful, nice winter night, fall night, then the chayre, you don't have any head. Another shayla that comes up.
We haven't seen anything very compelling yet for not.
Yeah. And that's because I'm the Litvish guy giving the shir. You have to go on to more chassidish or slanted shirim, and they'll tell you why you shouldn't sit in the sukkah. Again, it's not a bias. I'm just presenting the facts, you know, the way I see it. But obviously, the Maamar Kermit that I have chosen are much more in the Litvish. Again, there were gedolim. I heard it from Rabbi Soloveitchik. I heard it from my Rosh Hashiva, Reb Zalig Epstein Zatzal, who said that he thinks that people that don't in the sukkah should change their minhag. He thinks it's not a real minhag. Okay, I would never tell. I don't have the shoulders to say that. But again, I'm just presenting you the information. Again, the burden of proof is the other way. Not to sit in the sukkah needs to stand on their head and say Shtikol Torah. Those who sit in the sukkah don't need to explain anything. We have all the proofs where the way it is. It pretty much reads on our side. Here's an interesting shiloh, which again comes up a lot with family. What happens if you have a son-in-law or you have an in-laws who have a different minhag than you? So the question is, maybe it's mitzta'er for me to be alone in the sukkah. Right? Let's say, for example, I eat in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres and my in-laws don't. So now if I go to their house, I'm mitzta'er. It's uncomfortable to be in the sukkah by myself. Now, agav, it was actually sometimes it was very nice. When I used to go to my wife's brother, who lives in Farakwa, he doesn't eat in the sukkah. We do, so we got the sukkah by ourselves. It was actually very nice. It was a very nice alone. No one was bothering us. They brought us the food. It was like being in a restaurant. So sometimes it's not so bad to be alone in the sukkah and the rest of the family in the house. It gives you some privacy. But the Nitzan Gavriel has an interesting cool. He writes it this. Let's say you eat in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres. You're now a guest by someone who does. You go to your in-laws, you go to family. They don't eat in the sukkah. So he writes, you follow them. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. A big cooler. Why? So he says, he writes, it's not kain tiduru. You're supposed to be like, you know, you don't go to your family's house and eat meals separately. So it's not the norm. The norm is everyone eats together. So if it says in the Nitzan, if you eat in the sukkah, Shemini Atzeres, then you get invited to family or friends who don't eat in the sukkah. You don't eat in the sukkah with them because of Kain Tadru. They quote B'Shem number 36, B'Shem B'Shem Zalman and Rebbe Yashuv, who both disagree with this. They say, that's ridiculous. That's not Teshuvah Kain Tadru. That's not the halacha. So again, I don't think that's accepted psak l'hakel, but the Nitzan Gavriel does pass it like this, that if you hold, that if you're in a situation where you're invited to a family who does not eat in the sukkah, and you do eat in the sukkah, you consider them mitzvah and your potter, but Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv both reject, and I would probably reject that as well. Now the interesting shaila that does come up, and sadly it's not negeah so much this year, is what happens if you're a ben chutz l'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. A ben chutz l'aretz in Eretz Yisrael on Shemini Atzeres. So in Eretz Yisrael, Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is all wrapped in one. That's the whole shebang. So what do you do? So here's taka a very lomdish shaila. Because again, on one end, we as bnei chutz l'aretz keep sveik d'yoyim, we keep all the things in Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, over here in Eretz Yisrael, they don't keep it. In Eretz Yisrael, eighth day is clearly not seven. There's no makom for the suffik. So if there's no makom for the suffik, so maybe I don't have to keep the sukkah. So if you're looking at Akut Yosef, we'll start off over here, number 37. Again, Mirz Hashem, it should be again next year, Baruch Hashem, people should be able to travel freely to Eretz Yisrael again, but sadly it's not so negeah this year, but it's maybe negeah this year also. I guess if someone wanted bad enough, he left earlier. I met a Breslov Chassid before Sukkot. A guy who was an Ernst guy. He used to come around when I was a Baruch in Yeshiva, he used to come around collecting an Ernst guy. He used to learn in Koyli as a large Mishpacha. So I said, did you make it to Uman this year? He said he made it. I said, how? He told me he left like at the end of August. He was in Uman for like a month before Rosh Hashanah, so he can get in before they lock down Uman. So I guess if you really want something bad enough, you can go earlier. So I guess those people tried to get to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. Maybe they left Namish a month earlier. They left when they were still letting people into the country. I don't know. But if it's definitely an interesting shaila. What happens if you're in Eretz Yisrael? So Yakut Yosef and Bavad Yosef's son writes, but it's before so this in Yechav Adas as well. Toishiv Chutzlar Shebolavaka Eretz Yisrael Amanaz Lachzal Chutzlar. Again, you're a visitor. You're not making Aliyah. And you're spending Yom Tov with family or friends. Yesh lino b'shmini atzeres kibnei habayis. Follow the people. Lekadesh ulechol b'bayis v'loy b'sukkah. This is like the Nitta Gavriel. Says to Bavad, if you find yourself by Israelis for shmini atzeres, follow like them. Don't eat in the sukkah. V'rak im oimid b'rishas asmi. If you're on your own, you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and you're conducting all the meals by yourself. Hotel. Then he says, no. If you are on your own, then you got to follow the strict halach. But if you're with other people, then you follow them. Okay, that's like we saw from the Nitta Gavriel. If you look over in the Asim Chaim Kanevsky, this shayla, number 38. Ben chutz la'aretz, shenimtzas besuk is beretz Yisrael, imchayiv besuk is b'shmini atzeres, says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, imdaiti lach, so chayiv. Says Reb Chaim Kanevsky, no shayla. If you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you got to keep the rules of a Ben Chutz La'aretz. So you got to sit in the sukkah, shmini atzeres. Says the Nitta Gavriel, number 39, Ben Chutz La'aretz and imtzah beretz Yisrael, ain lo leisha besukkah. Says, no, you don't sit in the sukkah. Similar, he says again, this has nothing to do with whether or not you're with people. He says, on your own, you don't have to. Now, if you look over in the last page, this is based on a psak from the Rishon Lezalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman, in my opinion, I think was the first one to say that if you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz who's eating by himself, you're in your own apartment, you're in your own hotel, you don't have to eat in the sukkah and shmini atzeres. What's the pshat? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, he says like this, Ikka kava nosin le'in yom tev sheni, shumam yom chol b'eretz Yisrael. Again, a real yom tev sheni, for us, what we call yom tev sheni in Eretz Yisrael is yom chol. Lo yimetzinu b'poiskim shechmiu gam b'eretz Yisrael al orchem abon b'chutz la'aretz, elu b'chia gam neshechachom kvu oisei b'chutz la'aretz kemoy vada yom tev. When do we in Chutz La'aretz have? When do Chutz La'aretz nix and Eretz Yisrael have to keep it? Even though it's vaday choil where I am, it's only those things that actually have mitzvahs. K'may vaday yomtiv, v'gam efkiu oisei mi mitzvahs tefillin. V'u mikadesh u'mispal mamish. Mashigin hocha shegam b'Chutz La'aretz who vaday shmini atzeres v'lo yisukis. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, shmini atzeres even in America is really shmini atzeres, right? It's not Suffolk Sukkot. It's not Suffolk Sukkot. It's Vadei Shmini Atzeres. So he writes, "Mistavet k'moyish b'chutz la'aretz loy mevorchen al asukkah neishagam hu be'emes shmini atzeres." He says, just like in America, you don't make the bracha because it's not really Sukkot. Now you're in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's really, really not Sukkot. So therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, here in Eretz Yisrael, you can be meiko and not sit in the sukkah. And then he says another svar, which I thought was very interesting. He says, coupled with the fact that you have the Chacham Tzvi and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Shulchan Aruch Rav that both held, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, even to visit, and you have absolutely no intention of staying, you also only keep one. This is the famous Chacham Tzvi. No one knows anything else about the Chacham Tzvi. They know this psak from the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi held, as did the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, that if you go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, and you have no intention of staying, you're coming back. But since you're in Eretz Yisrael for the Yom Tov, you keep one day. So said Reb Shlomo Zalman, you have, first of all, the fact that Shmini Atzeres, even in Chutz La'aretz, is really a funny day. Plus the fact you have the Chacham Tzvi. Third, he says, plenty of people don't sit in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, period. Therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, put that all together, Psak Halach Reb Shlomo Zalman, which is where the Nitta Gavriel is coming from, if you're by yourself and you're on your own, you definitely do not have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Reb Ephraim Greenberg quotes from his Rebbe, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and Reb Moshe Stern, the Debrecen Rav, they both disagreed. They both said absolutely not. That if you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz who's in Eretz Yisrael and Shmini Atzeres, avada, avada, you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to conduct yourself like anyone else. However, they also quote, that was the opinion of Rebbe Eliashiv and Rebbe Pinchas Scheinberg, that a Ben Chutz La'aretz needs to sit in the sukkah. So the only one that held the Ben Chutz La'aretz does not have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres was Reb Shlomo Zalman, and by and large, it's not so much accepted la'aloch. They even bring that over here from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky that in the year Tov Shin Samach Vav, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky himself was in Eretz Yisrael, and there he sat in the sukkah, not like the ruling of Reb Shlomo Zalman. So it seems like that's not the accepted ruling. So Mitzvah Hashem, if you go to Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs, you should sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Again, Maybe you could be mitzar of lekula if you buy people and there's no silk available. Maybe you're mitzar. Maybe. But strictly speaking, letter of the law, if you buy yourself, you should definitely sit in the sukkah, even in Eretz Yisrael. I just wanted to close with a very nice idea from Pchatskal Abramsky. Pchatskal Abramsky points out an interesting observation that the yomtiv of Shavuos is referred to the Torah as Atzeres. And the Shmini Atzeres is referred to as Atzeres. So he says, what's the idea of why they call Atzeres? So he says, Ubatzeres, Shmini ain't a dom of the Rishon Shachar. He says, the last days of Sukkot are not like the first days of Sukkot. Why? The first days of Sukkot, we had mitzvahs, we had lulav, and we had Sukkot. But the last day, we don't have any mitzvahs. The whole Machus is Atzeres. The whole Tzura of the Yom Tov is just don't do. Hold up. Don't do. He says, that's the same thing when it comes to Shavuos. He says, Ubatzeres nami bizman shebeis HaMikdash hayikayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was around on Shavuos, there was a mitzvah of Shtei Alechem. So that's why in Bizman HaTorah, it was called the Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah call Shavuos Atzeres? Because after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos now has no mitzvahs to it. So if there's no mitzvahs to it, it's just like Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres because there's no mitzvahs to it. The whole Mahus Yom Tov, the whole makeup of the Yom Tov is just don't do Malach. So he says that's why in the Torah, Shavuos originally had mitzvahs to it. It had the mitzvah of Shtei Alechem. But since Shavuos lost that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so now Shavuos is just no Malacha day. Right? We don't count eating cheesecake as a mitzvah. Therefore, it's just not doing Malacha, and therefore it's called Atzeres. That's why the Mishnayis refer to Shavuos as Atzeres, because any Yom Tov where all you're doing is not Malacha, is just called Atzeres. Okay, wishing everyone a very enjoyable second days of Yom Tov. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be safe. We should be able to enjoy it as best as we can. Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas HaTorah. And Mitzvah Hashem, next week, Tuesday night, the shir will be, the discussion will be, is one permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed? I know we did a 5-part series on Chol HaMoed. We never talked about shaving. I know it might be more relevant this week than next week, so you're going to do what you're going to do this week, and next week we'll discuss what Halacha says about it. Blinad, the next Tuesday night, the topic will be, is one permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed? Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful Yom Tov. Safe Yom Tov, help Yom Tov. Be well, be safe, enjoy. Take care.